The unmistakable sound of a woman being pleasured echoed through the woods above the village of Carbry. The sound was deeply sensual and powerful, as if she dared anyone to defy her needs. The witch master watched over her with a sense of satisfaction, breathing in the sexual power that filled the atmosphere. The woman was his willing acolyte, and he nodded at the other members of the coven who circled nearby, eager for a taste of her. Midsummer moonlight filtered through the trees, lighting the spot where she lay naked on the woodland floor. Her knees were pulled up, legs open. With one hand she stroked herself, with the other she beckoned to the tall young man who stood between her feet, inviting him to come closer. "Take me," she urged. "I'm ready," he replied. Stripped to the waist, his finely muscled body was taut with restrained lust, the muscles on his back flexing as he grappled for the belt on his jeans, undoing it even as he dropped to his knees between her legs. He looked down at her writhing body with undisguised hunger. The coven master circled them, watching with pride. Both power and lust were potent in his blood. Between them, they could achieve this task, this thing that had called to him all these years, the resurrection of the soul of Annabelle McGraw.